Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 13th of December. I'm Claire Johnston, and this is the Courier Daily. Today, I'm joined by food and drink editor Julia Bryce, who's written an opinion piece for the Courier today in which she takes issue with the automatic addition of service charges to restaurant bills. More on that shortly. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities this festive season at thecourier.co.uk. Now, if you've eaten out lately, you might have noticed a service charge being added to your bill rather than that being left to your discretion. Often it's optional, but you'd have to ask for it to be removed. Well, food and drink editor Julia Bryce is not best pleased with this, and she's written about it in an opinion piece on the Courier website, and she's here to share her views in person as well. Julia, times are tough out there and tips will be a big help to hospitality staff. What is it you object to about automatically adding this to our bills?
So I think giving a tip should really be up to the customer. I disagree when people don't leave a tip for hospitality staff, but it should really be up to the customer about how much they want to leave. I appreciate that times are hard, but it's also getting a little bit harder for diners and customers to support restaurants with rising costs across the board. Restaurants are obviously being hit just as bad with inflating costs, but we've all kind of got to help one another get through this challenging time. And if that means that's leaving the decision for our customer to leave a tip to get them through the door, then kind of so be it. If hospitality venues are paying their staff well, then staff shouldn't be dependent on tips. When I was a server, my tips were an added bonus, but I was also paid a reasonable hourly rate. And I think that's really where the main problem lies in all of this, is looking at what that hourly rate looks like for staff, and actually are our restaurants and cafes and bars paying enough?
And I mean, it's such changed days here from even a decade ago, when that was just left completely to your own discretion, whether you wanted to pay a service charge. And how much a person left would vary widely. Now it seems we've gone close to where they are in the US, where a minimum of 10% is expected. Is it the customers or the restaurants driving that change, do you think?
So service charges and tips are different. Tips are described as an uncalled for or spontaneous payment offered by a customer, according to HMRC. So that's really more of a gift from the customer, while the service charge is a charge kind of set by the business for the service received. So it's added to the bill as a compulsory or discretionary fee. This isn't a gift. It's a charge that's put onto the bill by the venue for service provided. I've seen restaurants have both service charge and then also the option to tip underneath it too. But to be honest, I think most people as well across the board would usually tip about 10% in line with that kind of Americanization of tipping culture over here. Obviously, it's kind of rubbed off of us, off on us, and I'm totally okay with that. Like, what I'd prefer to see, though, is venues paying their staff a fair living wage instead of using this service charge to top up their wages, when in fact they should be paid for the work that they're doing by their employer. I've seen this far too many times, and I actually don't think that diners realise that that is what's potentially going on as well.
Yes, that is true. And do we know whether the service charge always goes to the service staff, or can some restaurants also take some of it?
In my opinion, it's always good to ask. Most businesses will be upfront, but if in doubt, always ask the staff. If they're missing out on money, you are going to know about it. I've been in a few restaurants where staff have told me that the service charge and their tips don't even go to them. They actually go to the business. So customers think that they're leaving a service charge or a tip for the individual or the team, when in fact they never actually ever see them. And a service charge doesn't necessarily have to end up in the employee's pockets. So that could end up in the business or being reinvested in the business in some other shape or form as well. Tips, in my opinion, because they are classed as a gift, should always, always, always go to the staff. I really kind of disagree with venues that especially take things like tips off their staff. I just don't like that.
So what do you think the culture should be around tipping in restaurants?
Absolutely, please do tip, especially when the service is good. Hospitality is a hard gig, and as we get kind of into that busy festive period and then a quieter January and February, I absolutely know that tips will be greatly appreciated. I totally understand why some restaurants add the service charge automatically, but to be honest, I really don't think it should be getting added. There's nothing, as many people all know, there's nothing more awkward than having to ask the person who served you all night to remove the service charge. Mm. The culture that we have here, we're very unlikely to do that. So you could be going out and spending even more money on a meal than you'd anticipated. And especially with the cost of living crisis and stuff just now, I think the option of just being able to tip what you can and what you perceive is best from the service kind of perspective is probably the best way forward. I really don't think that people are as aware of service charges and what that kind of means to them as they should be. So my advice is always ask who's getting what and make your own judgment that way.
Okay, thank you, Julia. And you can read Julia's opinion piece in full and have your say in the comments section at thecourier.co.uk. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.